For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood. The large plastic pages indicate that this is no ordinary book, and its purpose is not ordinary either. It's a Braille book to help blind and visually impaired people to experience the upcoming total solar eclipse. Written and edited by College of Charleston educators Cassandra Runyon and Cynthia Hall with a partner in Pennsylvania, it was published this year by NASA. Hall said they have produced previous Braille books and have a long association with the space agency.
Cass and I have been working for years now with NASA to help make all of their products accessible to anybody. And so this was the natural follow-on to some of the work we'd been doing prior to that.
The book, Getting a Feel for Eclipses, employs three graphics on two oversized pages to convey what goes on during a solar eclipse, Runyon said.
So the first one illustrates the geometry between the sun, the earth, and the moon, and how the shadows are formed. The second graphic illustrates what we will experience as the eclipse is starting, gets into totality, and then it comes out of the eclipse. And then the third one is a map of the United States showing the 48 continental states with the path of totality starting from Oregon all the way through South Carolina.
To help readers distinguish between the sun, moon, and earth, Runyon said they used raised impressions of substances with greatly differing textures.
Since the users who are blind and visually impaired will see with their fingertips, we want to make sure that there's distinct textures that are used consistently throughout the books. The sun for this book is Spanish moss that's been glued down. The moon is a very rough textured cardboard, and the earth is a flat piece of cardboard that we use sand to make the different continents.
Mariah Williams, a new College of Charleston graduate who is blind, advised Runyon and Hall on making the guide useful for a blind reader.
Some designs worked better than others, so I did a lot of testing for that. Okay, this works, this doesn't work. Have we thought about this? To make things as simple as possible. Because sometimes something might look really nice, but when you feel it, it's too complicated or it doesn't quite make sense, that sort of thing.
Although the book has only two pages, Hall said much more information is conveyed via a QR code, which leads to a website filled with information on the eclipse. Williams can easily access the site and has learned to speed up the narration to gain information faster, a listening version of speed reading. Williams said her favorite part of the book is the diagram illustrating the eclipse's path across the continental United States.
Because I think that's really the most descriptive part of it, as far as it really tells me what exactly is going to happen. Like, I can feel all the way in Oregon, and I can literally trace with my fingers the path of totality all the way down to off the coast of South Carolina.
Reaction to the book, said Runyon, has been
overwhelmingly positive. We've requested anecdotes and testimonials about how it's been received by audiences young and old. Some of them, they bring tears to my eyes. It's the first time some of these young children have ever actually felt the United States or felt different textures to represent the different planets, if you will, and the surfaces. We've tried to keep this very simple and very user-friendly, so we have very great response.
Runyon said with changes to the page containing the map of the current eclipse, getting a feel for eclipses can be used as a guide to future eclipses. This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.